to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Okay, so I know it's spooky season and spooky content will return soon. But I have to talk about something. Is this spooky? I mean, it's weird and kind of creepy. I don't know if it counts as spooky, but nevertheless. So I came across a video today. And this shit, it was wild. So it's this lady and she's going to the Starbucks drive-thru. I've never been to a Starbucks drive-thru. I didn't even know they had drive-thrus. I don't really go to Starbucks because I don't like coffee. And I don't go to drive-thrus because I can't drive. But nevertheless, they exist. So this lady goes to a Starbucks fucking drive-thru. And and she goes to the window where you can pay. And she says she wants to pay for the person behind her. Okay, fine. But then she starts talking about how it's National Remembrance Day and her husband was brutally murdered. And she starts talking about all of this stuff about her husband. And apparently that's the reason she wants to pay for the person behind her. She then reveals halfway through the video that she's recording, that she's filming. And she asks the person who's serving her at the window if they can say hi to people. And she turns the fucking camera around. She didn't even wait for a yes, that's okay. And she turns the camera around to this person and starts filming them. So many issues with this. So firstly, I'm sorry about your husband, girl. Like that's tragic and it's really sad. But the Starbucks drive-thru is not the place for you to be processing your pain. Okay? That is unacceptable behavior. That shit is wild. It's inappropriate. The staff at Starbucks are just trying to do their jobs so that they can get paid and go home, okay? They are not therapists. They are not counselors. They're just there to serve coffee, take your money, put it in the till, give you back your change, and that's what they're there to do, okay? What the fuck are you doing? Why are you throwing all of this heavy, heavy conversation at somebody who is just trying to get on with their day? You don't need to be talking to a stranger about this, girl. You do not. You do not. There are some people on TikTok and stuff who have been digging into this woman's life because she posted all this on TikTok. And she's actually done multiple videos where she does this, where she goes to Starbucks and she's like, I want to pay for the person behind me. And also, my husband was murdered. And then starts talking about the husband to the person who's working at the window. She's done this multiple times. There are some people who dug in and they're like, actually, it's a bit shaky. You know, she may not actually have been married to him and it was several years ago. And also, it appears that she's shilling a book. And so I think that's actually more what this is. I don't think that she is in such desperate pain that she is just reaching out for any kind of human connection she can get. I think it is about selling the book because every video on her TikTok is about this book that she has written about this guy who was murdered. She's written a poetry collection, I believe it is. Now, listen, I'm a big advocate in, you know, understanding and working through pain. by using creative methods, by writing about it. I literally, like, that's literally me. That is what I have done throughout my life. And so that's, you know, I have no issue with that. And I have no issue with finding ways to advertise your work, because listen, it's hard out there. If you don't have a ton of money for buying ad space, you know, I get it. It's hard to get your stuff out there. I understand that. But repeatedly trauma dumping on random members of the public is not the way to promote a book, sweetie. No, 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 no. And I feel like, you know, it is becoming so common for people who have a creative project to sell to do this kind of wild, weird shit. In the hopes that the video goes viral and then they can sell a couple copies. I just think it's dastardly. I think it's horrible because you are dragging other people into a bad situation. You know, these staff members, they're just trying to do their jobs. And one of the things when it comes to service work, you know, retail, hospitality, all that kind of stuff, a lot of the time, the staff are on impossibly tight targets. They've got to get so many sales in a certain period of time, or, you know, they've got such little time between all the tasks they have to do. They do not have time to sit here and listen to your monologue about what you're going through. They just don't. And that probably sounds very harsh, but it is the truth. And I feel like people need to be more aware of other people around them. And the fact that other people are not side characters in your life. That they are not just there to listen to you and to be your therapist. Like, that's fucked up. That is fucked all the way up. Listen, if you want to trauma dump, get a therapist or get a podcast. Also an idea, you know, because listen, I totally do that on my podcast. But you know what? Nobody is like forced to listen to this when they're doing something else, when they're at work or when they're just trying to live their life. People can choose to engage with me and my high drama nonsense, but they don't have to. However, if I went to a Starbucks drive-thru and I'm sat there in my car and I go up to the window and I say, I would really like to talk to you about the trauma that I have in my life because you know, my dad was homophobic and also I experienced some death this year and that was pretty fucked up for me. And I kind of hate myself a little and I'm really sad and I have all of these things going on in my head. Listen to me. I fully would expect for the person on the other side to just shut the window and be like, nope. Not engaging with this. But the unfortunate thing is that they can't. They have to sit there and listen to you. They have to be polite to you. They have to smile at you because there is this whole bullshit thing of the customer is always right. The customer should have whatever they want. And if whatever they want happens to be your full attention while they fucking monologue at you about their life and their personal problems, then that's what you have to give them. And it's not fair. It's not fair on those workers who are literally just trying to do their jobs. They're just trying to get on in the world. And they've got this nonsense happening right in their face. It's especially as it's so obvious that this woman is doing it to sell a book. Like, I do actually wonder if she's actually that upset, because literally every single Every single time she does this, there's, you know, a mention of the book somewhere. Every single video she posts, there's a mention of this book. And so you do start to think, okay, so she's going out and she's acting incredibly inappropriately. And it's not even because she can't control herself and she can't stop herself. It is literally because she wants to sell a fucking book. And I'm going to be honest, if the book was actually any good, even if she didn't have the money for a full marketing campaign, she could still find a way to get people interested in reading the book without repeatedly trauma dumping on random members of the public. To me, this whole campaign reads as the book is not actually good, so I am just desperately attempting to get attention for this book any way that I can. And that's cringe. That's sad. But I think it's an even bigger problem that we have, in that as a society, there is this expectation that people have to listen to you when you're in pain. And again, I know maybe I sound hypocritical because, you know, I'll come on this podcast sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll be happy and I'll be cheerful and it'll be great. But sometimes I'm just like, I'm really sad today. Let's talk about that. But again, the difference is I'm not bursting into your home, getting your AirPods out, shoving them in your ears and press and play. You can skip an episode if you don't feel like it. If you don't feel like listening to what I'm saying that week, you can skip it and you can be like, no, I'll come back next week, or maybe I will never come back at all. And that's fine. There's no obligation on you. But when you're going up to, you know, staff in establishments and starting this bullshit, or when you are approaching, you know, lone people in the street, like I've had this happen to me where, you know, just random people will fucking come up to you in the street and start talking about their lives. And it's like, whoa, I don't even know you. I'm just waiting for a bus. What is this? What is going on? It's wild and it's weird and it's uncomfortable, but they don't care that it makes you uncomfortable because they're focused on themselves and their needs, you know. Or you have you know, you have those people in your life sometimes who, you know, they will call you up or they will text you or they'll message you. And it becomes very clear very quickly that the entire point of the conversation is they have something that they want to complain about or they want to whine about. And you are the designated person that is going to. And they don't care how you are and they don't care to have an even conversation where both of you get to have input. They just want to talk and to rant and to throw all of this shit that's in their head at you. And you are expected to just sit there and say, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. No, you're so right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you try and do anything other than that, oh, they do not like it. They flip the fuck out. You know, and they'll ask you, you know, am I wrong? Am I right for thinking this? Is it me that's the problem or is it everyone else? And if your answer is not just complete agreement with whatever their perspective is, oh, girl. You're going to hear about it. You are going to hear about it. And they see you as just someone for them to rant at, to complain at. And they don't see you as like a fully formed person who maybe, you know, is also having a tough day and maybe does not want to just be, you know, their fucking emotional soundboard. And then that extends out into other spaces. You've got people who, you know, they're just behind the counter trying to, you know, do the whole scan your item, put it in a bag, charge you the correct amount, put the money in the till, give you change and goodbye. And they can't do that because, you know, you're having a weird monologuing sesh at them, and it's at them, it's not a conversation, it's talking at people. you know? And that's what I noticed in this video. And in every video I found of this person, she was not talking to these workers at Starbucks. It always seemed to be a Starbucks for some reason. But she was not talking to these people at Starbucks. She was talking at them. She was talking at them. Because her intention was never to have a conversation to relieve the pain and the horrible feelings that she had inside and the sadness. It was never about that. It was talking at them. It was, I have some things that I need to say conveniently on camera. You are going to listen and then you are going to play your part. I'm going to turn the camera around to you and you are going to smile and say hello and make me look great. And then I'm off. And I feel like we need to be more aware that other people exist. I know that sounds stupid because, like, obviously we know that other people exist. Like, we can see them, we perceive them, whatever. But I feel like there's a lot of people who basically see other people in the world, in their lives even, as just additions to their own story. And they don't see them as people within their own right. They don't realise that the person that they are capturing in, you know, their drama, you know, treating as a captive audience, going on and on about all these things, they don't realise that person could have their own situation going on. And they don't get to do it in reverse. They don't get to turn around and be like, well, actually, you've come to my Starbucks window and you're telling me all of this. Well, I've got problems too. I have problems too, sweetheart. I got fucking rent to pay. I got stresses. I got kids at home. I got, you know, someone close to me died. But you don't see me jumping into your car and telling you all this shit. People don't realize that other people... This will sound stupid, but it's legit. Other people are people. Other people are people. They are not fucking blank canvases for you to repeatedly write your tales on. They are not your echo chambers. They do not exist for you to do this shit, man. Especially to sell a book. Girl, if the book was good, you wouldn't need to do this. I'm just saying, listen, I have released books before. And, you know, I have not had money to do, like, huge marketing campaigns. But I found ways to make it work. I would find ways to get my book in front of people, see if they were interested without pulling this shit. Learn to write a press release. You can do that for free. You can do that for free. Learn to write a fucking press release. Look up some tutorials. Look up some examples and learn to do that. And you can submit that to places and you might get some media coverage. You know, learn to make content about your book that is not you going and harassing Starbucks employees. Like... If you want to market your book, honey, and you don't have the money to spend a ton of cash on ads and shit like that, you can do it. You can do it and you don't have to drag a bunch of innocent bystanders into your bullshit to do so. I'm just saying.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com. Or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.